Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
You've chosen a podcast from Low Moon Origins. Enjoy.
Okay. All right, so here we go. You're isolating sounds and attempting to see if you can pick anything out.
Jam topper.
Okay, so it has been 2 minutes so far. You have not isolated any sounds that indicate a person. You don't hear breathing, although that would be hard, obviously, because that's not very loud. But you don't hear breathing or any movement in this area. You do hear pretty consistent small animal movement elsewhere, but nothing in the scene that you see. You see Victor's hand laying there.
Okay.
Roll a d20.
17.
Okay.
Yep. I'm assuming I can't see Victor's body because he's obscured by bushes or something.
Yeah.
Does it look like somebody drug him there to try to conceal
him? No, he's pretty much right on the trail. It looks like he dropped right where he was walking.
Okay. I'm going to try to skirt around
stealthily
to get a different angle.
Okay, so you're basically like, so if the trail goes like this, and you're just going to kind of do something like that?
Well, I know if the guy was heading back this direction, I should have crossed paths with him at some point.
Correct.
That's why I'm wondering if he's up
if he was invisible, he could have maybe just stood aside and waited for you to pass, especially if he had a higher level of, you know, like undetectability or whatever. But it's pretty unlikely.
Can I find his tracks coming back this way? I would have saw him before.
Yeah, so you're in the area where the tracks were covered. Roll a d20 now with this new information and see if you can calculate this out.
7.
Okay, so now you're thinking what makes sense is at some point in time he had somewhere circled back to see that he was being followed. So maybe ahead the trail takes a wind or maybe he set up a magical alarm or something that he would take, and he came back as close to you, as close to back to where you guys were to start covering the tracks as he reasonably safely could. Mm-hmm. And the footprint that you saw was him coming back over his original tracks to come closer to you to then begin covering the tracks and pulling them back away from you. So he may have gone, like, he went some distance and wrapped back around and then went, oh, okay, I'm being followed, came back around the way he came, went back over his original tracks as close as he could, and then started covering them away from you, which didn't work on you because you can see through covered tracks. But it's a whole other thing to see that he went through there than it is to see which way he was going. So you weren't able to see that he had come back and to start covering the tracks. So you initially thought he just started covering the tracks at a certain point, but actually he had gone on some distance and then come back and started covering the tracks, which is what you detected. And you would have eventually detected that with your level of tracking, which you did.
So he was covering his tracks coming back to the...
So like, for example...
Attack.
Yeah. So let's say... I literally have no paper. What kind of game master am I? Okay, so we need scrap paper and a pen. There we go. Now we can do this. So let's say this is the trail that you're going through in the woods, right? And you guys are all following this trail and you're detecting his tracks. Okay? Now, here is the spot at which you started seeing that the tracks were covered. Okay? His actual trail come through here and he went around maybe something like this, discovered that he was being tracked. Alexa, turn on the door lamp. Discovered that he was being tracked, and then came back like this to this spot, started covering them to however far he got, basically. I mean, and it could be just as simple as that, or it could be he came all the way back to here and then went all the way back. But the point is, this, for the part that you start seeing them covered, actually, he first did this, and then he came back, started covering, and then he went back. So he's actually been over that ground three times. Gotcha. And that's why he started there. And your initial thought was he must have somehow figured out he was being followed, and he started there. But actually, he came back to there to cover it and then went back. And so then if he knew he was being followed, once he gets up here, he could go through the woods to encounter, which is actually was after you started seeing they were covered that Victor, so then be like, she would be here, Victor would be here, and you would be here. And then you heard the noise and doubled back, and now you're here, and you see Victor there, and you don't see her.
I'm looking for disturbances where she may have crashed through the woods. Or...
Yeah, well, based on the sounds that you heard, it sounded more like...
She fell.
She fell, or she just dove for cover, maybe. Something like that. With, like, she didn't keep going. You didn't hear her
actually. Either way, I'm going to try to stealthily, like, move around the area and look for...
Okay, yeah. So you're going to, instead of getting closer to Victor, you're going to make a kind of a circle around.
Circuitous path.
Okay. Roll a d20.
19!
Cranking on them dice rolls. Okay.
Need to get in combat at this point.
Yeah, use it up if you can. Okay. It has only been now less than 4 minutes, okay, since the sounds.
Okay.
So if he's bleeding to death, as long as he was at -6 or above, he's still alive. Okay. All right. So what happens is you start to move out. You get out to, like, about here. Mm-hmm. But you're moving through woods now, so you've got, like, partial cover.
Am I downwind from here or upwind?
So let me think. So this is southwest, generally speaking, southwest, and the winds are eastward. So you are upwind. So the wind is blowing that way. So
I was just saying,
blowing right at him.
If I smell like that coppery blood smell, but you know, from like a pool of blood that's coming out of Victor, then
I'm not gonna do that. So if he has the senses of an animal, your scent is blowing right toward him.
Well, remember, I also have the snake vision thing that's permanent size on me. So.
Right. But it's,
I just want you to remember that.
I appreciate that, yep.
And your blanket smells like cat.
Extremely limited radius, unfortunately. Works off tremors on the ground, so. Mm-hmm. Okay, anyway, so you're moving off the trail and in the woods, and he's going to take a shot. Okay, so what is your current AC?
10 minus 4, 6 minus 3 for dex is 3.
When the cap percent is base 8, because it's heavy clothes, then the magic, and then dex.
Also 1.
Okay, so AC 1. I think.
I did not know it was base 8.
Yeah, we may not have done that right before, but it is. So.
Good token. Good. Covering all of my vitals.
Okay. Roll a d20.
Oh, my neck, my most vital organ.
A 9.
Okay.
My save versus poison?
No. Okay. It was, you'd be in trouble, but no. So you hear a noise that sounds like, it seems like, but you don't see any attack, and you're not struck. Okay, so
trying to figure out which direction it came from.
It definitely came from in the direction of Victor, and it seemed like it was upward.
So he might be down where Victor is.
Yeah, he's nearer to Victor than you are, and the ground here slopes down. So in order for him to be upward, he could be off the ground. Like, he could be in a tree.
Gotcha. I'm looking to the trees, then.
Okay.
And looking for any branches that are bowing abnormally, that kind of thing.
Okay.
And obviously he can see me, so I need to get a better place to hide.
Okay. So you are getting your full dex bonus. I gave it to you last time for that matter anyway. So and you're maybe trying to put a tree between you and him, yeah. That kind of thing. So I'll give you a little bit of cover as well. Okay, roll again. D20. It's not a save versus poison. I'll let you know when that one comes up.
Yeah.
If it does.
3.
Okay, so you hear a second, and this one you hear, it sounds like it hits the tree in front of you. And again, each time he shoots, you're better able to triangulate his location, and so you've narrowed it down to, you can't see him, but you've narrowed it down to, you know, about a 10-15 foot radius somewhere up in the trees. You could fire completely blind, even though you can't see him. It's possible he's invisible.
I'm assuming he's invisible at this point.
But if it's normal invisibility, it should end on the attack.
Well, yeah, it's definitely not normal invisibility. I don't have any spells in memory. Do I have glowing
fighting? Try to do that to Ren, Ren.
That's what she did. She deflected the first one on instinct. But she didn't get the second one. Okay. Roll another d20. This is not a saving throw versus poison.
Yes. 15.
Okay. So, you're, you know, hunkered down next to the tree. And you've got pretty decent cover from the general direction that you think it's coming from.
I got the bow out. I was just saying I could get the shield ready. I don't have a shield.
Okay. And the blowgun dart, you're holding the bow and your hand is on the ground, and a blowgun dart sticks in your finger just below the knuckle. It's about that long, and it's got a red sash on the back of it, and it goes, and you look at it with stunned. I mean, it was an incredible shot. And you can say versus poison. It is at -8.
Dead.
Unconscious, actually. Sleep poison. So you go, really? And then you just lay your head down.
Okay. I'm really getting tired of this being knocked out and stunned and poisoned and stuff.
High level first vision.
Yep. Okay. Fast forward the clock. You're laying on the ground, and
naked. All your stuff's gone.
You begin to stir. You feel like there's stuff clogging your eyes. Like now you're like waking up from a really deep sleep, and your eyes just feel really pasty. And then you remember that you're in the woods, and you hear the sounds of the woods, and you remember that, okay, there was a blowgun dart in my neck.
So I'm checking to see, A, can I move, or are my hands or anything bound?
Nope. And once you, begin to, pull your eyes open, you think you're probably in the same spot where you fell.
I'm trying to raise my head just to look around a little bit.
Okay. Blurry-eyed, you're on the trail, and you see that the Amazonian is laying partway across your legs and partway in the bush next to you. And she has an obvious blowgun dart that's sticking on her left side, mostly in the back.
I'm looking around real quick to see if I see anything. And then
sounds of the forest are ominous, but otherwise nothing. Roll a d20.
1.
Okay, you sense that some time has passed because you realize the angle of the sun position is different. You would guess that it may be as much as 2 hours.
I'm going to pull myself off from under her and then kind of pull the dart out of her and roll her to a more comfortable position.
Okay. She has a peaceful look on her face, like as if she's getting a good nap. The dart was stuck in a good 3/4 of an inch.
Oh, yeah.
And even as you pull it out, you can still see that there is a thick greenish sap on the tip of it, even though it was in her. So it has a good, a residue that lasts, is the point.
I will stash those away somewhere.
Evidence.
Not poke myself.
Yes.
And I'll just make sure she's breathing and not dead.
Yeah. Hand over her mouth. You feel some breath. Okay. You stare at her breast. It's going up and down slightly.
No. Better give her mouth to mouth just to be safe.
Just to be safe.
No, I'd rather live.
Anyway, and then she starts to stir.
Okay. We're still in the woods. It's been a couple of hours, I think.
We're not out of the woods yet.
Is this a blowgun? I think I was darted.
You were. I was.
This is my second failing of the day.
Mine too. Maybe Leon got him.
At this rate, I will almost certainly never be able to make it up to you. Perhaps I should take up farming. I've heard that is where they put seed in the ground and wait for the crops to grow.
I think there's more to it than that, but yes, that's the basic concept of farming. But don't... You've just got here. Don't be too hard on yourself yet. Okay.
I will wait and see if this evening goes better.
Where's Leon?
He was on the trail ahead.
Interested in giving financially to Low Moon and support the campaign? Text LMGIVE, that's LM Give, to 419-419-0095.
Leon? I'll say it in a normal voice.
Jimmy.
Not again. Yeah.
If he has been waiting 2 hours to do that, he deserves me. He deserves to get me.
Okay.
Getting defeat experience every time.
It's a lot of defeat experience. It's
one full 16, victor now.
16 like a
one
full level victor. Cavalier. Yeah. Every 2 hours? Okay.
he's got an egg timer.
Yeah.
Can he just get regular experience
when
he's swapping out and slitting his
throat? Yeah, but only once. If he eats him like 4 times, that's twice of killing him once.
Yeah,
half for defeat.
Experience every 2 hours?
He'd have to get.
Yeah, he'd have to go train. Yeah, he's in the trees training right now. Find him dancing around a fire doing ninja moves.
He's training by shooting you with more darts.
I'm going to go ahead.
Practicing call shots.
I'm going to go ahead and get up and then start looking for Leon or the surroundings or, the guy.
All right. So in a few moments you'll find that he appears to have left the area because you've not been attacked. You know, no signs of him being around. Whatever, it's tense, but it's there. And the two of you move down the trail. Difficult to track, but the trail is not terribly, like the upper part of the trail is not too terribly hard to pick. I mean, he was picking an easy pathway through the woods. Roll a d20 and see if when you get near Leon, if you spot him or not, because he did go off trail.
5.
Okay, and yes, both of you pick out Leon laying. He's kind of behind a tree, bow in hand, and he's laying on his belly. And he just kind of... It looks like he laid his head down and he's taking a nap.
Yeah.
You don't. At first, you do not see a blowgun dart.
I'm moving over to him to check and make sure he's actually just sleeping like the rest of us.
Okay. Rolling a d8.
It's a 1, I believe. No, it's a 7. I'm sorry, the 7 and the 1 a lot. Like on this day.
Especially with a chisel.
Poor eyesight.
Okay. So as he walks up to you, you stir, and you realize that someone is standing over top of you, and you remember the blowgun dart, and your eyes feel thick and pasty. You realize that you must have been unconscious. But it's possible that your incredible constitution woke you up only a moment later as he was about to come and slit your throat.
I immediately go to wrestling.
Okay. All right, roll percentile dice. High number.
A judo toss, 05.
Okay.
I crush your leg gently.
His arm comes out from underneath of him, and it goes to wrap around your legs. And apparently, he was going to try to sweep your legs. But the problem is there's a tree that's about this big in between, and your arm goes right through it. You snap, goes through the tree. The tree bounces off you and then hits the ground.
Knocks you out.
at which point, that's enough of a delay that you realize that it's Victor.
Same team.
I look down at my hand, pull the dart out.
Yeah.
Toss it on the ground.
He got you too.
So it would seem.
Yes. I'm afraid we lost him. It's been a couple hours.
I think he was in that tree over there, and I'm pointing to the tree that I suspect he was in.
We should check the area for any other clues, but I'm afraid he's long gone by now.
Oh, certainly.
Not untrackable. Not for you, it seems. But some distance.
I'm sure he would have been smarter about it by now. He looks like he doubled back to cover his tracks. Probably because I'm assuming the trail winds around up there and noticed that he was being followed.
Or he figured that was as good a point as any is to break his trail.
Yeah. Whatever it was, he was good.
Yeah.
He was very good.
And prepared.
I was behind cover and he got me right there and I pointed at the little red dot.
I took it in the neck, so.
She motions to her back.
Like I said, he was in that tree over there. He was invisible or something, but he wasn't losing it when he was attacking, so it must have been a stronger ability than just normal invisibility.
I don't think he was invisible at all. I saw him before he took me out. I rushed up to see what was the matter with Lord Victor, and he shot at me. I deflected one. He raises the hand with the metal.
I heard it.
I deflected two, I think, but the third one must have caught me in the back as I turned to try to pull Victor to cover.
I heard you block his shots.
I saw him. Didn't look like anything special. Just saw his head, chest.
Was he up in the tree?
Yes. 20 feet or so. I think we could locate the tree and see if there are any clues there, but I wouldn't expect much.
I'll look at the tree I was hiding behind. Is the dart still in the tree?
Yes.
So I'll say this is a shot when I was standing right here, so kind of use that to try to triangulate where he's shooting from.
Okay. Assuming you search it out, you can find the tree, and using tracking, you can definitely tell. You can see that the tree had been climbed, and you can see where he jumped down at and the general direction that he left in. But the tracks are a couple hours old. Yeah. You could definitely track him from here. You've tracked a deer for a day before, so it's not...
Yeah, before I shot a kid in the neck.
Yeah, so it's not like...
Yikes.
Hopefully there won't be any bad flashbacks.
Yeah, hopefully not. But anyways...
Hopefully he looks like the kid.
Let's start. It is the kid.
Then you'll hit him. Wouldn't
that be a twist? Anyways, start.
Yeah. We'll check the tree, and then we're going to go ahead and head back at this point.
You sure? I can follow.
I would like the chance to redeem myself.
As would I.
Okay. What are we going to do differently?
Be better.
We now know, for me, I know that he could be in a tree, that he could be using a blowgun. I didn't know that before. We know that they are in danger of being poisoned.
Metal armor would be nice.
It would help.
Yeah. I left mine back to the camp because I was more worried about a chase than a stalk or a fight, which was kind of foolhardy at this point.
Tracking him now best would just lead us to if he got to a boat, for example, or he's moving inland, so.
I think he's moving inland just to get some distance, and then I don't know what their end goal here is.
He came here for a reason. Why did he come to his island?
I don't know exactly why he came here.
He said he tried to kill...
Catch. Oh, darn, one hit me.
You said he tried to kill someone in North Diamond Cove?
Yes.
And he fled to here? Why would he flee to an island?
Might have been his best way out of town. His quickest way out of town.
I don't think so.
I would ask that here for a reason. I would ask that what we speak of here, you don't speak to anyone else about.
That is fine.
She's already failed twice. Let's stuck it.
Someone tried to kill Ryan. Charlotte.
Lord?
Yes.
Oh.
And nearly succeeded. Charlotte sent the note. A note here saying that the assassin had fled on a ship to this island. I didn't get the note until the ship had already arrived and undocked or unloaded passengers. So I spent most of the morning in talking to the crew and then talking to the passengers and finally narrowed it down to two.
Well, it means if they came here out of desperation, that means they're going to be looking to get off this island. So stopping any traffic off the island might be a start. If it's not too late already.
I don't know that it's too late yet, but the issue is I don't know how long I can do that, particularly since we've got to worry about the undead horde getting here too. And that potentially means getting people off
leaving
the island. People may want to get off the island.
Yeah, if they have that time. Yeah.
But I'm thinking they might have been here for something. Their first instinct was to run further out into the land. But that might have been the wisest course anyways.
And why is he not killing us? Why is he just putting us to sleep? He could have easily killed us. Stopped the pursuit right there.
He's not getting paid to do it.
Well, and there's two of them, so who knows which one may be pulling the strings or which one may be in charge or whether they're what their relationship to each other is. But if you want to continue to try and track them down, I'm game. But I just didn't know.
Well, getting an idea of where they're going might help. See if he doubled back to town or something.
He's also not likely, at least not in the near future, to be covering his tracks.
Right.
Which will mean he'll be moving faster. So but it also means we can move faster.
You said you got to look at him. You be able to pick him out of a crowd?
I think so. But I would expect that he could probably disguise himself.
Yeah. Well, it's the best we got for now. I say we continue tracking him.
Okay.
We could.
Move faster now, so.
It is dangerous, either way. But you and I could continue to track him. You could return to town. Not only do you have duties there, but on top of that, there are others there that might assist you.
Or you.
True. It would be much less likely that my sister and I would be surprised.
I'm good with that if you are.
It will be a long day. Maybe a long night.
It's okay. The power nap I had did wonders for me.
I was only up for 24 hours before that, but then there was the time I was unconscious, so that was moderately.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. So I can head back. Let's see if you can find his tracks in the first place and see which way he's going. If he's heading back for town, that makes him an easy decision anyways.
At least initially, he already located his tracks and initial direction, but you'd want to follow him a little bit to see if he did head back, but he was not heading back initially.
So if he doesn't turn in the first 5 minutes back, then I'll head back towards town.
You would also need them to tell you exactly which way back toward town is.
Yeah.
Because you really, at this point, have no idea.
After 5 minutes, I'll ask that question.
So which way is back toward town? I'll go back toward
town? Generally, the sun's there. It should be there, which means I go that way.
Yes, except there's an 80% canopy. And so the sun is up there.
He says, did you say that? Like, which way back to town?
After 5 minutes, I'll ask.
I'll stop. Grab me by the shoulders, just turn you to face towards back town. That way.
Okay.
It is the cursed foliage.
Yeah, it'd be much easier if it were just flat.
Yes.
And I had a horse.
City boy, desert girl, forest boy.
Ocean guy.
Yeah, ocean guy, yeah. There you go. So, I should say that. But he's still a city boy. No doubt about that.
So if I get back, is there anything in particular, is there anybody in particular that you think would be best to send out? And I'm going to assume that somebody will have the ability to find you and transport to you.
That ability will be the most useful one. Woman Tosen. She could be of help.
She's probably sleeping.
It's been a few hours.
We were all sleeping when I got the knock.
I'm assuming you all got back safe?
Relatively safe, yeah. There was quite the adventure.
Okay. Alrighty.
And a possible another thing to be concerned about on the island. So we can talk about that later.
Is it immediately important and dangerous, or more long-term important and dangerous?
Portal in the bottom of the lake, possibly leading to an elemental plane of water or demiplane or something.
Okay, so long-term dangerous.
Yes. Well, it could be short-term. We'll make those decisions.
Doesn't seem dangerous at all. At least, I mean, unless it can pull you in.
Or somebody comes out.
I was attacked by some elemental-like creatures while under the water trying to retrieve this, and I pat the sword on my side.
I stand corrected.
But it might only be dangerous if you're in the water.
Yes.
Don't go in the water.
I do not swim. I only doggy paddle.
I'm surprised she's ever seen an ocean. They've probably ever seen a body of water big enough to swim in.
They have an oasis. They were swimming in the oasis when you were there. Thank you. It's the doggy paddle. Or sink to the bottom and walk
That's
out.
That's why all the drinking water tasted like sweat.
Okay. So, yeah. So you've determined he's not heading back toward town. They pointed you in the right direction. You're heading back toward town to try to enlist the aid of... And learn all the new consternations.
Just follow the sounds of trees being mutilated.
And the two of you are following him off into hopefully not another ambush.
Sure.
I'm splitting the party.
Because we're not
splitting the party.
Okay.
We're going to split party.
Do a little wrapping up here, and then we should be, it looks like we'll be able to get everybody back on the same time frame next time. You are able to fill out your application. You have to sign your name, give your place of residence, and also your place of origin. So what do you list for your place of residence, and what do you list for your place of origin?
Thanks. Mm-hmm.
Theoretically, origin would be the elemental plane of air.
Place of residence?
You would be much of an elemental mage if you can't list that.
Adventure
Island.
Yeah. His place of residence is O-Earth.
Or Greyhawk. You can get an apartment while you're here.
Place of origin.
No, it's place of origin. It's the elemental one, anyway.
That's what he said.
Right.
So you have to list your
his place current residence is a worth.
Buy a being house vague. And pay someone to live there.
Hire some servants.
Yeah. when they ask you,
or 81 gold pieces.
Well, can you be
it's
more?
Not enough
specific?
To buy a house, but it's definitely enough to rent a house.
I think I have third eye gems, which I think are worth like $2,000 a piece.
Yeah, that sounds right.
You're lucky I didn't say prime material plate.
Okay. Yeah. So
I thought I was near.
If you're willing to spend your two gems, you could buy a house and
I get around.
It would be in town, it'd be a town home, townhouse, and hire yourself some servants to live there and.
This
call this
wherever I may
call this your residence. Your resident of Grey Eye.
Tiny epic Cthulhu.
That's unexpected.
Tiny epic Cthulhu.
So,
just what we need, another Cthulhu game.
Tough to do that in the middle of the night.
Tiny epic game of
hard to find people to talk to.
Really?
Not impossible. But
well, I mean, I don't have to go back until tomorrow, so I'll find an inn or something.
Yeah.
I'll go to sleep, memorize my spells in the morning, and I'll go buy a house.
Okay. So, you sign up for the Mage's Guild,
mm-hmm.
You buy a house, hire servants, spend the night in an inn, eat a free breakfast, and one of your servants can like finish equipping the house and setting it up and whatever, and the mortality roll is
3%. 3%?
Roll it.
Greyhawk, baby.
Roll it. Welcome to Greyhawk.
And you just applied for the Mage's Guild, so you just like popped up on everybody's radar.
80.
No problem.
I thought it was 8%.
Even 8 would have been okay.
Hey, can you check Brunson's mailbox while you're there?
Who?
Okay. All right, so your house is located at 1314 Puritan Lane in Greyhawk.
Send all bills to 1314.
It is a two-story townhome.
Send all bills.
With four bedrooms.
Attention, more.
It has an interior bath, but the only plumbing is in the kitchen. So they fill the bath with buckets.
Nah, I'm good.
Service chambers are in the basement. They're much less posh. You have a maid. Manservant who will serve for like butler and maintenance and errands.
His name's Scruffy. Poopy Bits.
And they come highly recommended by
Scruffy does mop up floors.
The servant skills. I don't know.
Scruffy does mop up floors.
So hopefully they won't party up while you're gone. You're gonna have to leave them some money too. So and but you know, we'll assume the money was in the 4,000. And you own it. So you only have to pay taxes.
Tell me about it.
And you were told that your application to the Wizards Guild Greyhawk will be reviewed and you'll be notified by message.
Have fun.
Within 48 hours.
Am I going to be able to, because I sleep that night, am I going to be able to memorize?
You're being treated like a baby and she's the only person big enough to do that. So.
Not much.
She can fulfill my fantasy.
Not anything like what you normally do. You went there.
Sorry. And I'm wearing a diaper.
So there is on the other side of the world.
Sorry, you're still,
so there is in the middle of the night.
Like, see
right?
You like.
So it, here it was like evening.
Yeah, look up.
So let's see if it's like 8. So yeah, so we're talking about man, that's mind boggling. Okay. All that matters is the number of hours, we'll just do it that way. So 4, 5, 6.
I lost my towel. Did you see it?
You're sleeping at the tavern. So you could get like, assuming you wanted to get back there by early the next day, like in the morning, you could probably get 6 to 8 hours sleep and maybe 4 hours memorized. All
right. Screw that. He's going to teleport into the wilderness somewhere.
Okay.
Early the next morning.
Okay. So this is like from the house or from the inn or?
Yeah, so he's going to memorize me with room in his house.
Okay, good. That would be very good.
And probably, for now, the lobby of the Mage's Guild.
Okay.
I believe it
pretty
was,
got that.
We cannot teleport into the Mage's Guild, only the steps outside. That's where everybody teleports to.
No, they teleport into their offices.
You can teleport into the offices, but there's no teleporting into the
lobby. Yeah, the rules. It's not that you can't physically, but there are rules against it. But he wouldn't know the rules. So now, when they'll tell you. The guy, when you signed the application, he said no more teleporting to the lobby.
Okay, so I'll
memorize. Don't do that. Yes, you can accept outside. Yes, that's fine. And if you get assigned, if you get the guild, you'll get an office, and then you can go to your office.
Okay, and then he is going to.
I have to check my office too. It's probably dusty.
Teleport away.
So I have an office in the guild.
Of course,
you join the guild in Diamond Cove.
Yes.
I think I've been for a couple years in advance.
They don't do offices, really. The guild in Greyhawk is a beast.
Cash came at me.
Boy, do I like.
Okay, so blow the crap out of some woods. Cause like global forest fire that lasts for weeks. Okay, rocky area. So it's a grass fire that lasts for days instead of a forest fire that lasts for weeks.
And then I'm going to transfer a fourth and a third.
Did you realize that the mortality rule is going up from 3% as you concoct this plan, right?
With every teleport.
Okay, so I'll take the 3% that you already rolled off of whatever you're adding, going into the wilderness to transfer these spells.
Well, as long as it doesn't get to
8. Oh, no, we have to roll again.
Why?
Because you only rolled 3
on
so far.
5 on this side.
Okay.
Doing more stuff to add to it.
Yeah, whatever.
You altered the probability.
Every teleport has a 3% mortality chance to it.
Yeah.
I think teleport has 4% on this
end. Right, 4% on this end. Limited wish in getting all my stuff back.
Okay.
And I'll burn a couple of kitchens and fruit
back. You know, if you die, like, in a random wilderness, we may just think that you left.
Yes, yeah, he betrayed Lorelei and then fled. Permanently. 4%.
So you betrayed Lorelei and was never seen again.
I swear to God, I didn't do it. I really didn't do it.
And then she just gets a really bad reputation for it.
Well, she was the mistress of death.
You did have an encounter.
No, she's like a lie detector.
While in the woods. And you took 10 points of damage.
Swear to God, I didn't do anything,
bro.
And she didn't do it.
You can record.
I didn't have anybody do it. He was gone by the time I was done praying. I didn't do it.
I ain't seen that. I ain't hear nothing. That's all I'm gonna tell you.
You cast the chain lightning, and then right after you cast it, a horde of hobgoblins showed up and attacked you.
Like, darn chain lightning!
I'm out of centipede, like, man.
I had a stone skin on.
I ain't seen nothing.
Yes, but there were like 12 of them with bows, so. That's 3 of them. Now what? That's 9 more. I only gave you 10 points of damage. I wouldn't complain. Oh, and you lost your stone skin and your air skins now that you're minded me.
I was going to pay a lot anyway. I was not expecting you.
Yeah. Okay. And then back to the house.
You made the mistake of reminding me.
And then back in the morning. Okay. All right.
And the only spells that I don't have memorized are a fourth and a third. So.
Okay.
And the fifth level spell that I'm using to teleport back.
Okay. And actually, you actually receive the message in the morning before you go back to Adventure Island that your application has been approved. And
I can go do my stuff. So before I leave, I can go do like the tour and stuff.
Okay, so the earliest tour spot they have is that day at 4, so you have to stay through the whole day. However, Hangman will tell you that for 5 gold, he can bribe somebody and get you in sooner.
Can I not get the trade stone until I do the
Correct.
Tour? Okay, yeah, we'll do that.
Okay, so you pay him 5 gold, he bribes somebody. Your tour is at like 10 a.m. And you get the grand tour and you see the scroll market, which is like 40 yards by 100 yards in the middle of the building. And the... And there's actually scrolls being sold and traded and teleported and not everything like that. And then you can buy a disc if you want. Because it's the first day that you've been in there, it will cost you 200 gold pieces to buy the disc, and it will come with a 60-minute charge. Which will allow you to transfer money into and out of your account, and it will also that's less than yours.
Check out Prince Albert and the Yellow Dragon on Kindle Readers.
I thought they were 10 minutes. No, every use is 10 minutes. That's
yeah, minimum use is 10 minutes.
That's right.
How do you recharge it?
This lesson.
With free magic. What's who or how. But anyway, and then you can put money on account yeah. there, but I think you're like probably running low on funds now, it sounds like. And you can monitor the scroll market from anywhere on
first
or
go.
a teleporter stops. You can sell scrolls as well. So if you have extra copies of scrolls, you could sell that.
What if I say really so, likes lightning?
And then you're assigned an office. 15% chance your office is on the same hallway as Brunson's. It is not.
Not there.
40% chance on the same floor. It is not. 30% chance it's on the very top floor. It is not. Okay, so it's in the middle floor.
Don't forget that the elevator is incredibly
floor five.
Slow.
Yes, and the elevator to go to floor five, which you're not supposed to be teleporting around the building, and you take the elevator to go to floor five, from floor one to floor five takes 30 minutes.
Yeah.
You stand in the elevator and wait for 30 minutes.
I will be...
But you have to go to get make sure your key works. And
I will be studying reincarnate for 30 minutes.
Okay. Sits down in the hallway, floating in the air, studying his book. There are three other guys in there studying as well. They're all going between floors.
I mean, you might as well study.
Okay. Anyway.
Can you jump out the window to get out quicker?
And your mailbox is on the same floor as your office.
Once you
down, about halfway down the hallway. Yeah. And it's about like 1 foot by 1 foot by 16 inches. So can't hold a lot.
Do they inform you if you get something in your mail? You're supposed to come back.
You have to check it yourself.
Yeah. You've got mail.
It is generally manual unless somebody teleports something in there. And so there's no way. No.
Can you create a sending trap?
15% chance that something of interest was left in your office by a former resident who was probed somewhere in the world.
Yeah. Very expensive. Yes,
something was left.
But I'm not letting him use my spell.
Is it a spell? Or was it a magic
that is
item?
At least for a bit.
That is a very expensive
was a magic
contingency
item.
Sending to let you know you have mail. It's a 7th level and a 5th level spell to let you know you have mail.
Yeah, it would be something.
You could do a variant of the alarm spell.
Contingency 6.
Still a very expensive. You have mail notification.
Just do a variant alarm. And you just get a ping when something gets put in your mailbox. But you have to reset it yourself.
How about a semi-permanent
why not just the alarm
wyvern watch?
Okay, it is a
mailman
small
may get paralyzed
flask, about like that big, more almost like a capsule really, but it is rounded on one end and has a cork on the top, and then it has a tag with thin white string, and on the tag is a single rune, which represents the prefix poly.
Oh.
And so basically, with your training, you would assume it is a single dose potion of some kind and not a very long lasting one, probably. It was just left in the back of one of the drawers. Also, you pay a fee of 2 gold pieces to have your office basically. Dusted and cleaned out so it's not precious.
Did you just assume that I wanted it?
Yes. You don't have to pay it today if you want. They'll just put it on your bill, but you're going to have to pay it eventually. Yes.
I do have alchemy. Can I figure out where it is?
It should take time.
How long does it take?
Probably an hour.
Yeah, I'll just wait.
Okay. All right. At which point in time, so you're planning on coming back to them, you said on the morrow. So
sometime today.
Sometime during there today.
Yes.
Yeah, late. So, okay. I should put everybody on that evening, approximately. Okay.
Well, it would be by tomorrow for them. So how long until the next day for them on the bench?
So the total time, you're at about, well, you went transfer, you didn't memorize. So how long did you sleep?
I guess I didn't really have to. But I'd probably want to if I'm going to go back the next day. So I just need to sleep long enough to not be exhausted.
Probably 4 hours? 5 to 6 hours, probably.
Mm-hmm. 5.
Okay. So you're talking about...
That's a lot of sleep.
Well, probably about 12 hours total.
Okay. How much have I already done?
Well, that would be to going back home. That would be talking to going back home.
Okay. So
part of that was in the sleeping,
right?
5 to 8 hours, and then you had to go find somebody to buy the house. And the tour took.
So I don't have any extra time there.
The tour took probably over 2 hours.
Did they teach me how to recharge my stone?
No, you don't figure that out yourself or buy them. You can buy them. You can, if you deliver them, they'll recharge it for you for a fee, or you can just buy another one that's already charged.
I'm sure I'll be able to figure it out.
Most maidens who have any kind of aptitude can figure it out.
What's that?
You can actually drain it for that matter as well. For campers.
Looks like over half of the bottles. I
wonder how much it holds.
Not much.
So if you need that one level of spell.
It must hold something though, because it connects back to the guild and
what's it?
Well, if I have any extra time, I
guess
I'm
curious on how the ball stays.
Two scrolls of lightning bolt I might want to sell. And they're both
is it just forward and back or does it go 360?
Lightning bolt.
It's all the way around.
Makes like
but it's slightly smaller than
if you put them up
it's
for
slightly
sale, you don't
bigger
have
than
to wait at the beginning of time.
Yeah, but it looks like
you could die while you're in the scroll market and it would take you like an extra 10
minutes. When you look at it, there's
and
probably
then, so you can, the shortest period of time you can put something up for sale for is an hour.
It's probably
they tell you that
bigger than the
your best chance to put it up for at least 16 hours because if you put up for an hour, lots of places it's like the middle of the night nobody's asleep and you're
he's just saying the hole looks where it looks like where the half of the ball is outside the hole.
So I'll do
in which case
hours.
Nothing would
most people put about right. 24 hours
but
then you get the
I
whole
don't
wrap
think it's quite that way.
Sure, we'll do that.
This particular situation
well no because the tour was in the latter part of that because you slept first
once you get used to it
so it'd be like at most it'll be a couple hours in.
So does the 5-button keyboard.
So, I have some
but,
questions.
You know, shooters and
yes.
stuff like
and
that.
The last thing I want to do real quick is I want to look at, assuming it's here, it might be in my office, unfortunately, but if it's here, I want to look at the three spell tremendous and adjust your spell.
I can't do shooters.
We are going to be wrapping.
No, I can't play
the
motion keyboard.
If I do
it.
Like if it's just like
yeah, if I'm not here, that's all I can do. But if it,
oh, you know what? No,
I have the PDF
shooter,
on my phone.
So
you can
the first controls.
Like I said,
you know, controllers work on.
I get here early
and
enough
I can do
before
that.
Game and that make it.
It's like it doesn't require any precision.
Well, but I'll let everybody
once
else.
It requires
done,
precision.
So. Not like jump.
I can't do
it.
If I want, I'll just find Lorelei.
Yes, that's true. The small, pudgy human child was coming back to find you.
Well, I disguised myself as just a child.
I tried a little bit with MechWarrior.
Okay.
Not enough to say
I'll go with that.
Not anymore.
I don't know. How pudgy? What is the BMI of a 2 foot, 10, 54 pound child? Is that pudgy or not? I don't know. I have to calculate that.
Joystick.
Dear, how do you calculate BMI? I can't remember.
Shoot.
Okay.
Anywho.
Forward, back, up, down, twist, throttle.
I've had a tumor before that I've had to cast. It's one of those that it's better to, like.
Three different triggers?
Cast it when you get it, right?
Just play mouse and keyboard.
So leaving it linger there?
Your BMI is 32.8.
Is that bad?
Yes.
That's very heavy. Very thick.
32.
You are obese.
Is bad?
No. Well, I mean,
according to this, obesity is BMI of 30 or greater.
Yeah, but he's also a kid, so he'd be a child.
Just pretending to be a child.
Child BMI categories.
He's not human, so that won't apply.
Right. What well, he's disguising himself as a human. Oh, that's what we're talking about. So.
All goblins have pot bellies.
You could pull your flab back behind you. Like tape it together in the back so you look slim.
Damn. No. That doesn't work like that, buddy.
It's okay. He's not real.
Or
it's not made out of rubber.
I know. I was being funny.
Or joke. Loose-fitting black gloves.
Loose-fitting black gloves.
See, back to my question.
Yes, ma'am. Sorry.
Trash looked like Raggedy Ann or Andy.
Here's some change.
When I've gotten the atonement before, it's better to cast it and deal with it, right? Or should I wait until after we see if the undead horde is coming?
There's a limit on how long.
You would assume it's going to impact. Needing an atonement generally will impact getting your spells back. So, like, for example, if you go fight the horde and run down all your spells, and then let's say your atonement is
something that needs more.
Something that needs more, some kind of a quest or something, then you could be in a problem. So it's probably better off in that sense to figure it out sooner. However, once you cast the atonement, not pursuing the atonement could be a problem, so it puts you on a clock. So it's kind of an either or. It depends if you want to get on the clock first. If you knew what it was in advance, then you could know the answer to that question.
Can you just fight an undead horde without wasting all your spells?
Yes. Because most likely I'll be turning to uncontrol the undead horde.
That is not 3
pieces.
I'm probably going to be the most potent doing that.
It's like this.
You are 12, right?
Because I think I'm the highest level cleric here. And you and I might be on the same level.
Add another foot.
10 inches, actually.
She's a force of nature.
He's right. You're short, okay?
Yeah, I know he's short, but he's like
Zoe size.
What?
How tall is Zoe?
3 feet? You are 1 yardstick.
Yeah, so you're shorter than Zoe.
He's like an inch, a couple inches.
But how much does Zoe weigh? About 30 pounds?
39.
Yeah, and you weigh 54.
More like 4 foot.
So this says that...
Zoe's not
yeah, budget. Yeah, BMI for children is weird.
And do That's I think holding on to this resurrection is going to be bad? Since I asked for it for a reason and somebody circumvented the reason?
No, you don't think so. You weren't stipulating that it had to be for Ryan, necessarily, when you were praying for it. So,
okay.
You could, in fact...
I don't want to be doubly, like, in the pooper, because...
You could half-guess that it may be tied to the atonement now. Now that it's not needed for Ryan, you wouldn't be surprised if...
I'm going to need it to get through that.
Go somewhere and get this guy, or find this body.
Good
Lord. And, the ability to bring... Like a resurrection goes far back. Like you could resurrect somebody that's like, yeah, it's true. If you cast a resurrection on a lich, it kills them instantly. If they fail their save, which they do have really good saves. That's for kids. You're in the 99.99.
Well, so this is the problem.
BMI
is that it also depends on your age. And so I put in 2.
No, that's not right.
Well, how old do you expect a human child to be at 2'10"?
He's a short human child. He's 8.
Okay, I'll put 8 in.
Put 8 and see what happens.
That'd
be funny to see, anyway.
Human child at 2'10".
You wouldn't have to worry about his phylactery?
Basically 3 foot tall.
For the lich?
1.
Say
with that? I said you wouldn't have to worry about the...
Really? 1? At 3 foot tall?
The phylactery doing that to a lich?
3 foot tall, 1-year-old?
No. 3. If you cast resurrection on them and they fail their save, it would destroy them.
Hmm. Oh. And I bow to your knowledge because you had 5 kids.
They say whatever height a child is at 2,
yeah.
Double that, and that's what they'll be as an adult.
That's correct.
So children are more than 2'10" at 2 years old.
That is
well,
correct.
Tall ones, yeah.
Well, yeah, because they're going to be.
Babies are born 21 inches long. That's almost 2 feet.
Yeah, but his 4. Point. But to take his point. Okay, to use your logic, if that's there, so Alicia's what, 5'4"? So if you divide
five,
that,
five, okay, five,
5'6",
half.
Sorry.
So, slightly better.
Yeah, that's 5'6", so half of 5'6" is 28, 30.
It's like the same.
No.
31 inches, which is 2'7".
Stay tuned for more Lomunian adventures.
So she was 2'7" when she was 2. All right, if that's the logic. Unless you just didn't eat your green beans, which is possible.
Severe obesity.